Changing Lives from The Villager, Brightwell Comes Softwell. This summer, Reverend James Stevenson, a Brightwell Comes Softwell refugees trustee, took 8 young people, 2 from Australia and 6 from our village, to an orphanage on the sub-Saharan northwest Zambian border with the Congo, Solwezi. The orphanage is home to approximately 45 children, but gets no government support. The 10 of us on the trip arrived to a very warm welcome at the orphanage, where we were greeted with a welcome song and a sea of smiles on the kids' faces. As soon as we set foot in the orphanage, we could feel a real warm sense of community. It's a happy place. It is a happy place, even though they cook on an open fire, even though their kitchen is a food prep table made from an old door, jacked up on trestles, even though the bunk rooms where the kids sleep resemble an agricultural livestock shed, even though the loo is a hole in the ground. After spending the first day with the kids, attending their lessons and absorbing their day-to-day routine and dining on their local delicacy of nshima, white maize and water, we identified their core needs and set to work finding solutions and supplies for them from the local town of Solwezi. Annabelle used some of the money to buy 2 Buffalo bikes, a tough African-based brand built to carry large loads and withstand African dirt roads, as previously the orphanage had no means of transport to travel anywhere and is based in the bush, a 40-minute drive from Solwezi. Some of the kids also walk 2 hours to school and 2 hours back, and bikes will reduce this. Furthermore, it allows the staff of the orphanage transport as and when needed. We took on looking at solutions for their infrastructure too. This entailed repairing broken bed frames, purchasing building supplies, and transporting them to the orphanage so their local builder could finish one of the school buildings. And we also set about upgrading the orphanage's farming irrigation system. We bought an additional 350 metres of irrigation pipe and installed a T-junction on their existing solar-powered water pump, meaning they have now doubled their farmable area, which they use to feed themselves. In due course, they will hopefully monetize their surplus produce at the local market to support the orphanage. In addition to this, as a group, we also purchased 50 new mattresses so fewer kids had to share mattresses or sleep on the floor, and purchased more school supplies to support their education. We're still finding it hard to form an opinion and put into words how we feel about the experience we had. We've never witnessed such absolute poverty firsthand, yet also never experienced such warmth, friendliness, and so many happy kids in one place. We have come away feeling uplifted and inspired by how humans can live and sustain themselves and create so much from so little. And this article was written by Cameron Wood.